பந்தல்.
Hello everybody, myself Vandana, and I'm going to be talking on high resolution refined methane budget estimates from paddy fields of Karnal using remote sensing and GIS. As we all know, atmospheric methane is a radiatively important climate forcing gas and its global budget is of 596 teragram per year. However, large uncertainties at both regional and global scale still exist, and rice cultivation is not an exception, with its 112 teragram per year budget, the most of it coming out through transport through parenchyma cells. Methane emission is largely associated with water regimes derived by irrigation scheduling, which results into continuously flooded, intermittently flooded, which is further into single aeration and multiple aeration. India holds a special significance because it has largest area under rice cultivation in the world. Its irrigated paddy alone accounts for 60%. Several noteworthy attempts have been made to reduce uncertainties in the methane emission estimates from Indian paddy fields. And a special mention here is of NATCOM studies under Gupta et al. 2009, where the budget was estimated to be 4 teragram per year. However, all these estimates were gross methane emission estimates, and they were either at state level or at national level. And most importantly, they were based on only water regime, and other important factors like organic amendment, rice cultivar variety, rice seedling age, etc., were not captured because of the absence of uniformly available data. So therefore, the objective of my proposed work, which was my PhD work, was to assess the quantum of uncertainty which still prevails in the national methane budget estimates by addressing these uncertainty gaps, taking Karnal district of Haryana, India, as a case study. So Karnal has six blocks. The first objective is to generate water regime-specific methane emission factor for Karnal through ground-based flux measurements. The second objective was to estimate paddy harvest area activity data of Karnal at block level under different paddy water regimes, and also taking care of all other important factors influencing methane emissions through remote sensing, ground survey, and GIS. And then eventually to estimate methane emission budget from rice paddy fields of Karnal using GIS. So water regime specific methane emission factors were developed by ground-based flux measurements using closed chamber technique, and then the greenhouse gases sampled were analyzed using gas chromatograph. The fluxes were integrated over the entire season and were averaged for each plot at all the various sites, and the emission factor for multiple aeration was 6.65 grams per meter square. For single aeration, it was 7.65 grams per meter square, and for continuously flooded, it was 12.77 grams per meter square. Then the rice area needed to be identified and estimated, for which we used the IRS P6 List 3 data, and they were classified by supervised classification. And in order to differentiate between the different crops, NDVI index was used, composite NDVI index, and the spectral response curve of different crops like rice, sugarcane, and other crops helped in identification of rice from other crops. And then we created the vector layer of rice, and the area was estimated both at block level and also at district level. So this is how the overall classified map looked like for Karnal, with rice being in the yellow color, sugarcane in dark green, and fodder in light green color. The rice vector layer was the paddy harvest area that was estimated was 176,552 hectares, which was approximately 71% of its total geographical area. And for each individual blocks also, the paddy harvest area was estimated. the highest being in Asand and the lowest being in Indri. The next objective was to estimate area for all other factors influencing methane emission, for which a very extensive ground survey was undertaken, and approximately 35% villages were covered, which were like 151 villages of Karnal, uniformly distributed, and for which a group of farmers were interviewed for each of the village surveyed for existing agricultural practices related to the rice crop, for example, the rice cultivar variety, rice seedling age, etc. So all the information gathered through survey, they were processed, analyzed, and then the point vector data for each of the attributes like water regime, for different types of organic amendment like sesbania, mung bean, farmyard manure, wheat straw, and compost, and for rice cultivar variety like dwarf, tall, and for rice seedling age, because all these factors, they influence methane emission. Rice seedling age, like less than 35 days or more than 35 days. So point vector data for all these attributes were interpolated. Then the raster layers, to the raster layer obtained, emission factors were applied for different water regimes, which were estimated by the flux measurements. Then the conversion factor for all the different types of organic amendments using IPCC conversion factor for green manure, straw, farmyard manure, and compost, they were applied to the different organic amendments. And scaling factor from different literature, they were applied to the rice cultivar and to the rice seedling age. The scaling factor for tall was 0.66, and scaling factor for less than 35 days was 1.4. So the new raster layers were then converted to the vector layer, and the vector layers were then clipped with the rice layer so as to get the interest area, and the thematic layer obtained for each of the attributes were then intersected to each other so as to get the minimum unit area, which was a homogeneous unit having the value for all the different factors. So corresponding to each minimum unit area, scaling factor for organic amendment was calculated, and then corresponding to each minimum unit area, emission factor, seasonally adjusted methane emission factor was calculated, and corresponding to each emission factor, the total methane emission was calculated for each minimum unit area, and that's how the overall methane emission budget was estimated for entire Karnal district. So this is how the thematic layer for paddy water regime looks like. The spatial distribution was for continuously flooded, single aeration, and multiple aeration water regime was 4%, 30%, and 66% respectively, which is quite unlike the previous estimates, because in previous estimates there was dominance of CFNSA, and my study established the dominance of multiple aeration. So there was uncertainty reduction in the area estimation by a factor of 7.5 times in continuously flooded, by a factor of 1.4 times in single aeration, and an increment of 2.4 times in multiple aeration. As far as total organic amendment is concerned, the variation was between 0.63 to 13.06 tons per hectare, and the total normalized weight of total organic amendment application was 36,536 tons. These kind of data never exist, so these all were developed by ground survey direct from the farmers. So as far as cultivar variety is concerned, the spatial variability between the dwarf and tall categories is like 73% and 27%, and the dwarfs being more dominant over the tall cultivars. In case of rice seedling age, it was observed that the spatial variability between the less than 35 days and more than 35 days is 61% and 39% respectively, and less than 35 days being more dominant than more than 35 days seedling age. However, there was an exception in the case of Asand block. So this is how the overall methane emission map looked like for all the different minimum unit areas, which were like some 14,000 approximately. So the highest methane emission was from Nissing block, which was 6.61 gigagram per year, and the minimum was from Karnal block, that is 3.93 gigagram per year. And the spatial variability, it was 62% was coming from in the range of 2 to 19 gigagram per year, and 28% was from 19 to 39 gigagram per year to the power 10 to the power minus 4, and 9% was from 39 to 74, and the rest was 1% from 74 to 372 gigagram per year. So in terms of identifying the hotspots, it was Nissing, Asand and Nilokheri, these three blocks together, their emissions was more than 4.5 gigagram per year, and together they accounted for 59% of the total methane emission budget of Karnal district. And in terms of water regime, it was multiple aeration with its highest contribution and amounting to 51%. So the total methane budget for Karnal using the water regime specific emission factor resulted into the total budget of 12.69 gigagram. And when an enhancement of organic amendment was applied to it, then there was an increment by 2.1 times, resulting into 26.18 gigagram per year. When further enhancement was there by when rice cultivar was incorporated, the further enhancement was by 0.9 factor, resulting in 23.89 gigagram. And when all the factors were taken into consideration, that is organic amendment, rice cultivar, and seedling age, it resulted into 29.71 gigagram. That is an overall enhancement of 2.3 times. And again, the highest contributor was multiple aeration with 59%. So we did a comparison of the methane emission estimated by my study with the previous studies, and there was a good agreement as far as when only water regime was considered as a factor. So both at the block level and also at state level, there was a good agreement. However, when all the other factors were also taken into consideration, which were taken into consideration in my study and not in the previous study, then there was an enhancement by 2 times. So this underlines the fact that the previous budgets were an underestimate, and that looks we need to look into that. So I conclude that the study has resulted in uncertainty reduction and has established the dominance of multiple aeration, unlike the earlier reported dominance of continuously flooded and single aeration. And also a major enhancement of 2 times has been estimated over the previous estimates when all the other factors are also taken into consideration. And the study demonstrates the scope of further refinement in the national and state level methane emission estimates because they are an underestimate, so they need to be refined. So the recommendations are, there's a need to develop state and national level database of all the factors which influence methane emission, and also a need to develop a methodology to use NVSAT, ASAR microwave satellite data for detecting intermittent or mid-season drainage. Thank you.